I'm preaching on divine direction, and I wish every one of you will take a note and a Bible. We read from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, and it's a story you are very familiar with. It's a story of, we read the story. You know the story very well. The story of a widow who had two sons, and he had a husband. Unfortunately, the husband died. The husband was the son of a prophet, learning to be a prophet. And then the widow went to Elisha to complain that one of your servants is dead. Unfortunately, he's owing. And the bondsmen have come to take two children away. Now, there is always, in a story, there is what God wants us to learn, which is different from what man wants you to learn. So I'll give you the key points of what God wants you to learn. Then I'll tell you what I want you to learn. The first thing you must note is that the woman went to Elisha because she knew where Elisha was. So the first key point there is you must know where God is. In every circumstance of life, you must know, number one, that there's a God. And then number two, you must know where God is. God is always with his anointed. That's why we tell you to go to camp. There's always a word of knowledge for somebody. Every time I go to camp, I pray, Father, let there be a word of knowledge for me. In fact, as a matter of fact, when Kunle Ajayi is playing, I don't do any other thing. I watch the altar. I want to see daddy stand up. I want to trace him from when everybody's dancing, I'm not dancing. I just concentrate. I want to see that. But you see, Elijah told Elisha, when you see me go, you have it. I watch. I know when they spread the carpet. I know when that old man, that old usher goes to clean the, I see everything from where I am. And then I watch when Baba quietly, and I say, yes, Baba, I see you. You say, when I see you, I will get my miracle. Know where God is. I know that God is with his anointed. That's number one. Number two, go where God is. Go there. The woman went there. The fact that she knew is not important. She went. That's why the word of God says that we should not, discountenance the assembly of brethren. We should not forsake the assembly of brethren as the manner of some. So these empty chairs, they are supposed to be for people. Go where God is. Present your case to him. A lot of times we come, but we don't present our case. We are looking, some of us are playing with phone. There is time for everything. Sometimes I listen to the radio in my car, and my wife wants to talk to me. I said, no. When I miss this information on radio, you cannot replay it. Your own, I can tell you, what did you say? What do you want to say? But when the information on the radio is passed, it has gone. Present your case to God. Present it with faith to the Almighty. Number four, when he answers you, it may not be pleasant, but follow. What do you have in the house? I have a little bit of oil, the woman said. Say, go and borrow vessels, but borrow not a few. What am I going to borrow vessels for? The woman did not ask. Why are you saying not a few? The woman did not ask. You see, when you already come to the end of the road, whatever they tell you to do, you do. If you don't, it means that you have an alternative. And I've told you that people with alternatives are not candidates of miracles. That's lesson number four you must learn there. Follow instruction. Jesus' mother told the disciples, even though he says his time has not come, but whatever he tells you to do, do it. When you follow instruction, you fast track your miracle. The same man that said, my time has not come, is the same man that said, go and fill these pots with water. Know that God is able to meet you at the point of your needs and exceed or surpass your expectation. The Lord met the woman at the point of her needs, even surpassed her expectation. The expectation of the righteous according to the word of Lord will not be cut short. So your expectation this morning as you have come will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, God is able to surprise you more than what you think or ask. And this morning, he will surprise you. This is the summary of what God wants you to learn. But now I want to tell you what I want you to learn, which is not different from what God wants you to learn. But because it's a life application, there are a bunch of things that Bible did not tell you. For example, what's the name of the man that we are talking about? Yeah, tell me. What did the Bible say about the name of this man that we are talking about? Son of the prophet. His name is Son. The father's name is Prophet. Abi? No, so you listen carefully now as I give some more information. Increase starts with your job. No one that is jobless should pray for increase. Increase must rest on something. It doesn't rest on zero. So, I want to thank the Almighty for putting food on your table. And that food will constantly be there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Increase starts with a job. So, whatever it is that you are doing, the Almighty God will enlarge it. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me say this quickly. That man, though, had no name, but had a profession. What was the profession? He was learning to become a prophet. He was a son of a prophet. And in those days, it was a noble business, a noble career, a noble job, a noble ministry. Because while God was dividing land for everybody, he gave the Levites no land. He said that it is the people that will feed the Levites. That's why he said to you that you don't come to the house of the Lord empty. Because you are the one that will feed the Levites. I wish you are feeding me. I would have been richer than all of you. Just ordinary 10-10. If I collect 10-10 naira from you every Sunday, my own, no, personally, in 1 year, you see a big jeep outside. Eh? God has made that profession a very noble one that people feed them. And we have seen many people succeed in the work of the ministry. At least I saw Elisha, who not only had double portion of anointing of Elijah, but also became an installer of kings and remover of kings. At least I saw Peter, who left the work of a fisherman and became fisher of men. And his shadow was waking the dead, healing the sick. What a noble profession. But I also saw Gehazi, whose total gain in ministry was leprosy. That will not be your portion. Then this very man, he did not inherit leprosy. He got into so big a debt that the first time he pledged his first son as collateral. The second time he pledged the second, Lord Jesus, that will not be your portion. So what is this problem with this man? That he is in a noble profession and he ended up in debt. Number one thing is that, who called him to be a son of a prophet?
Some are called by reason of their belly. Belly, what will I eat? Some, after they have failed in various businesses, they say, God has called me. That's what you see. That's what I'm there to show you there. Jajawura prophets. If you don't fall down inside water, they will fall down anyhow. Over down, I get there. Their belly is their God. Who called this man into this noble profession? You see, when God does not call you, he does not back you up. But when God calls you, he makes all resources available for you to prosper. Beloved of God, this is supposed to be a life application for you. Every job, every ministry, every profession must fulfill two scriptures. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. It must make you fruitful. That business, if it's a business from God, must multiply you. If God's hand is there and is the one that called you into that ministry, into that business or vocation, it must replenish you. Through it, you must subdue. And through it, you must dominate. Those are the five ministries that God committed to man. And that is the marking scheme of God when he wants to judge your performance. Are you fruitful? Are you multiplying? Are you replenishing? Are you subduing? Are you dominating? So you must assess what you are doing in line with all that. The second scripture is 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. In other words, your business must not even endure your head. If it's a good business from the Almighty, it must prosper you physically. It must prosper you health-wise. And then your soul also must prosper. Any venture, any business, any ministry, any vocation, any career that does not fulfill this, you need to question it. Where is it coming from? Therefore, we want to question this man. I wish he can answer us. Ma jen yole ayewa. Ma jen sinwonwaye. Ma jen shakobata. Ma jen opolopo sinwonwaye ni o. Now when that song say ma jen yole ayewa, what it means is that I want to translate literally. What did I write down? Okay, translate for me. Don't let me come to this world unnoticed. Majen yole ayewa. Majen simon waye. Oh yeah, somebody translate. Oh simon waye. Follow come, Abi. Follow. Don't let me just follow them. Come. Okay. Imagine Shakuba Tanko, yeah? Don't let me Kobatas. Don't let me help them collect their slippers. Or, imagine Bewudani. Don't let me carry just for you. You know, there are some jobs like that. There are some businesses like that. The man was a failure. If he was a failure alone, it's okay. But he failed so much that became a curse to his children. You will not become a curse. You see, the word of God says a wise man leaves an inheritance, not only for his children, but for his children's children. But this man left a curse. How will it be that two sons got into slavery? Who called this man? If he was called of God, I'm sure God is able to defend him. The question this morning is, who called you into your job? Who called you into your vocation? Who called you into what you are doing? Is somebody following me this morning? And you are asking me, should somebody call me in this Nigeria of our own? Anybody can call anybody to anything or anything to very long show. But even that is your starting point. It gets to a point when you must analyze, am I making progress? Some of us don't have savings at all. And you wake up by 4 o'clock. From Igbogbo to Lekki. Not even Lekki, Ajangbadi, all of them there. And then you close by 5 o'clock. You don't get home until 11. Year in, year out. No savings. Beloved, let me tell you, God has not called us into slavery. He has not called into hardship. A time comes in the life of man when you need to sit down and think. Is the hand of God in this one at all? The hand of God is not a hand of struggle. He has blessed. And God said, and God blessed them. Who called you to that business? I may not be able to go very far today, but let's lay the fact. Who called you to that business that you are doing? Is it because that my sister is doing it that you are doing it? Some people will do it and prosper. If God says that is their line, have you asked of the Lord, is this the way to go? The book of Isaiah says, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, go this way. It's not too late to do an analysis of where you are. Thank God that he's putting food on your table, but that is not enough. There's a future for you. I was at one bank, Diamond Bank. I had some issues with them. They debited me unnecessarily. And I called them. I said, give me the number of your managing director. I was calling a branch officer. He said, what do you want with? I said, I want to call him to report you. Ah! He said, okay, I never reached that one. I said, don't pass that one. He said, okay, please, I'm coming to your office. He came to my office. And we met and we talked. He said, it's even good that we have customers like you who can put us on our toes. He said, and it's good I'm meeting you because I'm resigning in 2 weeks' time. I said, ah, from a bank job? He said, I have not had any increase in 3 years. And I already have 3 children. In other words, I entered as a bachelor. I've not had any increase. And I have 3 children now. He said, there's no future for me here. He was a manager or whatever they call it in Diamond Bank, Mushi. He left. You must get to a point of analysis whereby you will know whether you are wasting time. Because if you are wasting time, you are going nowhere. And you want to blame God. It's not to be blamed. He didn't call you. He didn't tell you that's the way to go. He didn't tell you that's the job to do. He didn't tell you that. You didn't ask him from the beginning. Why are you troubling him? Even if your beginning is small, your latter end is supposed to greatly increase. The measure of God is greatly, not even ordinarily increase, but greatly increase. And the man worked strong. He went forward until he became very, very great. That's how you know the business, the ministry, the job, the career
that the hand of God is inside. I don't know what went wrong with that man. He's not here to answer query. But whether he answered or not, I know it was a failure. He's worse than an imbecile, that man. If you see him, tell him. Eh? This man not only he put a limitation upon his children. You see, if he has stolen like Gehazi did, I will know what went wrong with him. He put a limitation upon his children. He put a curse upon his children. He couldn't leave any inheritance. And that's why some children are suffering. In the course of the service, we will pray for our children that the heights we cannot get to, they will get there. They will surpass it. Among great men and women, your children's name will be heard. And it all starts with a good job. I know who commissioned Peter. Peter was called by Jesus. I know who commissioned Moses. Moses was tending sheep when the Lord called him. And when he calls you, you can be sure you're on the way to increase. So what is it that this man did wrong? The time comes when you must do what is called a failure analysis. Failure analysis. In other words, agree that you have failed. The prodigal son got to a point where without telling him, he knew he had failed. But you hide your failure. It is the economy. You want to call economy, Baja? Oh, it's the economy. You hide failure. Instead of you to sit down and analyze your failure, he says the economy. Dollar has increased. Pounds is not stable. That's what they are saying. Come to brass tacks and accept that you have failed. And then you begin to analyze that failure. That in engineering, they call it failure. We don't let any failure go. We analyze failure. One in some modeba shubu. O ma wo waju tag baba shubu awe iwo I analyze e ki lo gbe mi shubu what fell me down what brought me down it's good for you too. It's not too late for you. Even me, I'm still praying. God direct me. This struggle is too much for me. In your world, Mashiba, you cope like it. Look at Jesus, you cope like it. One other cope like it. But this struggle is much. There's no day I won't have to go to work. Like you're not giving me by leave, really. I've never gotten leave in my life. Not even 2 days leave. I've said, not even. Because owo ni ti ta lowo wa ma ma an le ni ojo tin ba lo e ojo e no ma pin kan mi e agbera nle ko dide. Praise God. But God can give you rest, and he will give you rest. Pastor Kolajo, he will give you rest too. Oje se ami adura dada. It's not too late. Like I shared in the morning, God can redirect you in the morning of your life. He can redirect you in the afternoon. He can redirect you in the evening. Samuel was redirected very, very early in 1 Samuel chapter 2, even before he was born. Jeremiah, from your mother's womb, I have called you. And I've made you a prophet unto nations before he was born. If Jeremiah had become a tailor,
he would not have succeeded. If Jeremiah had become a mechanic or even a or accountant, because God called him from his mother's womb and he said, I have ordained you to become a prophet to nations. In the afternoon of his life, God called Peter. It was in the afternoon of his life that God redirected Elisha. And it was in the evening of his life, at 80 years, that God redirected Moses. 80 years. Therefore, it's not too late for a redirection. And God will redirect you this morning. The word of God is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 down. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God will direct your path. Tell your neighbor, it's not too late. God will direct my path. In the name of Jesus. The second thing that may be responsible, as I close, for this man's case, may be causes and pronouncements. A curse is designed to slow you down. That's the primary work of a curse. And that's why you find in Numbers chapter 20, 21, 23, Balak and Balaam. He hired him. He said, curse them. Maybe you will be able to slow them. The way they are going is too fast. Maybe you'll be able to slow them down. People will be wondering why Jabez did not succeed. They won't know why. He just find out that Jabez, whatever he handles, no profit. Jabez, try this one now. Brother Benga did this one. Benga is doing well. Jabez, try this one. He will try. Nothing. And there is nothing that frustrates a man and makes a man to go and borrow more than failed businesses. Every pronouncement of evil upon your business is canceled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Curse them so that you will slow them down. Jabez, what is wrong with you? Jabez, you cannot even say, I tried this one, it's not working. I tried that one, it's not working. Then what is your problem? He did not know. But in a place of prayer, the Holy Spirit gave him prayer points to pray. And he prayed it, and everything went. Today, your problem is over. Yeah. I say this very day, your problem is over. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, even if you get a good job and you are not a child of God, you can't prosper. I tell you why. Because prosperity in the eye of God is different from the eye of man. Beloved, I wish above all things. 3 John verse 2, that you prosper. That's good. And be in health. That's good. But your soul must also prosper. What I'm calling you on to this morning, this very minute, is the prosperity of your soul. For what shall it benefit a man? What shall it benefit a man? If he loses, if he gains the whole world, and his soul perish in hell. But when you come to him, he will take your soul. He will give you rest. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Is there somebody here this morning? You know that you are struggling, and this is the result of the fact that you don't know God. You don't know him. I'm not saying you have been coming. You are not a child. You don't have a relationship with him. God answers those that he has a relationship with. I told you here why Elisha had to leave his job and go and intervene in the case of the Shunammite woman. Was because he lived in his house, in her house before. There was a relationship. Do you have a relationship with this Almighty God that can increase you? While all eyes are closed, if you want to enter into relationship with him, can I see your hand up? In other words,
I am not yet born again. I have not given my life to him. Can I see your hands up? If you want to. God is telling me something now, and I have to do it. But maybe as I close. Is there somebody that wants to align his will with the will of God? Well, if there's none, please stand up on your feet and give all the glory to the Almighty, the God of, stand up now, the God of increase, who has protected you and succored you this far. Even this far that you have gotten is not by your power. Some are more well-read than you. Some are more knowledgeable than you. But grace just found you that there is still food on your table. So lift your voice to the Almighty in thanksgiving. I don't want you to think that God has not done anything for you. He has done much, much for me. If you count your blessings, it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So thank the Lord for your job. Thank the Lord for your career. Thank the Lord for your ministry, for everything, especially that puts money in your pocket and food on your table. It may not be yet what it's supposed to be, but the Lord is working things out for you. There are greater heights that it will take you. Just thank him now. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Now lift your voice and say, Father, it is not too late to redirect me. If the job I'm doing now or the business I'm doing now is not what you want me to do, please redirect me. Go ahead and pray that prayer. You better lift your voice to him and pray that prayer. It may be the most important prayer of your life. We are talking of God of increase. Whatever he allows must increase. If what I'm doing now is not what you want me to do, if it's not according to your plans for my life, I give you the permission to redirect me. Redirect me. Redirect. Show me. Show me what to do. Show me. In a dream, in a vision, by revelation. I don't want to spend my retirement like that. Show me something to do. Show me something to do. Please show me something to do. Oh Lord, show me something. If this is not your will, this struggle is too much. My Father, my God, if it's not your will, show me what is it you want me to do in life. Please redirect me. I give you the permission. I give you the permission to redirect me to what you want me to do. Please, please, Lord, redirect me. I give you the permission. Even me that I'm speaking, Lord, if I'm not yet in your plans, in your perfect plans, please redirect me. Redirect me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. A man came here some time ago for a conference. He was a pastor in UK. He said God told him to leave the pastoral work and go and do something in Rwanda. God felt that he was going to win more souls in Rwanda than on the pulpit. And he left. Can you imagine somebody leaving a pastoral work to go and do something else? He now started small businesses. And everyone, he was in a Muslim community. And everyone that came, he was ministering to them. He said, in a daily basis, we're ministering to 10 people. See, even from the pulpit to Rwanda. If your job and your career and your ministry is not yet in the perfect hand of God, will of God, God will redirect you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Second prayer, you lift your voice and say, Father, In the name of Jesus. You are the God of increase. If this is your will for my life, grant me speed. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Grant me speed. Speed is of essence. Grant me speed, Lord. Grant me speed. If this is your will for my life, there is somewhere you are taking me to, please grant me speed. Grant me speed, Lord. You are God of increase. Increase starts with speed. Grant me speed, O Lord. Grant me speed. Let me cover every lost ground. Every lost ground. Let me cover it. With speed, with speed, with speed, with speed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. I want you to pray for your children. Because I know that this man left a problem for his children. A problem, a big one for his children. But before then, I want you to pray first. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil pronouncement, every curse that is working in my business, working in my career, working in my vocation, please remove it now. Go ahead and talk to the Almighty. Remove it now. Whatever the cause is, wherever it's coming from, my Father, my God, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Because curse is he that hangs on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles. Talk to the Almighty. Remove every curse. Every curse, remove them completely. Completely, my Father, my God, remove every curse. Every evil pronouncement, let them stop. Let them fail now. Let them fail now. Let them fail now. Let this pronouncement fail. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every limitation placed upon my children, remove them now. The man placed a limitation upon his children. Every limitation placed upon my children that will not allow them to be better than me. Every life of struggle placed upon my children, remove it now. 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 Remove it completely. Remove it completely now. My children must be better than me. They must be higher than me. They must be richer than me. They must be blessed more than me. They must serve God more than me. Remove it now. Remove it now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now God was telling me something just now. If you take me serious, the word of God in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20 says, believe your prophet. Then you will do what? You will prosper. Your prosperity is tied to your prophet. The Lord is telling me that you must enter, that anyone that wants to increase must enter into a financial contract. A financial contract with him. I don't have time to share. But God called me. I've had about two callings in my life. I don't even know which one to follow. That's why I'm confused. Whether I'm wasting my time on the altar here, I don't even know, self. Because God called me. He said, I have saved you to save others. I had that one clearly.
And the same God called me, said, be my financial partner. He called me, he told me. So I'm confused. Maybe there's a prophet there that will explain my wahala. And I keep asking God, am I doing the two of them together? Abi mo fi kan le ni. God told me clearly that I should be a financial partner with him. And the day I started at the redemption camp, I think I've told you people here, as I stood up to give an offering, God said, you have started a journey out of poverty. He told me clearly. And every month, divine encounter, whether I go or not, that same amount that started the journey out of poverty, I maintain it. I don't want to go back to poverty. I maintain that offering up till now. Whether I go there, I find a way to send the offering down. Nothing goes for nothing, my brother. Life is a sacrifice, though. I want you to enter into a financial covenant with God. That every month, even, listen to me, there was a woman in Oshodi, in where I was before. She rented a church, a place to do a school. She saw her in the conference we did. And she called me to come and pray. When I prayed for her, I said, madam, every month, make sure you set something aside for evangelism, for tracts. She has bought that house, that place, she has bought it. See, listen to me, beloved of God. One of the hardest causes to break in life is the cause of poverty. Honestly, it's very hard. It goes from generation to generation, but you will stop now. I don't know what you want to be doing for God monthly. Financially, oh, I'm not saying come and sweep the ground, oh. In any tier, lot, oh. Financial commitment to the work of God. Every month. You'll be bringing it here regularly. And you'll be talking to God with it. Whatever the money. Omo kini le ma se alaini ebi le ma pa won ṣugbọn to ba fe ti oluwa won ki se alaini to dara. The long yellow may go hungry, but those that love the Lord, they cannot be short of good things. I'm going to leave it with you, but I want to pray for you on credit that you will. It's between you and your God. I'm not taking an offering. It's something you will decide, and then you will be bringing religiously to the church of God. Just put it there, financial covenant. Are you following what I'm saying? Financial covenant. And you drop it. You see, it will speak for you in the day of trouble, in the day of financial trouble. It will speak for you. When you see people who are okay, there is a secret. But they won't show you. Oh, this one I'm showing you, sir. You are supposed to pay me. Consultation fee. Bring something up. Consultation fee. Eh? So I'll pray for you on credit. But as you come next month, we don't need to know what is inside. This is between you and God. Let me tell you something, man. When pregnant women want to go and deliver in this parish, they enter into a covenant in my office here. Is there anybody that can testify to that? Any pregnant woman that I've prayed for in my office? Are you here? Can you testify to that? They come and enter into a covenant because I'm not going to be the one to deliver you. And I tell them, it doesn't have to involve money. Are you following what I'm saying? But you must come back to my office to pay that vow. It doesn't have to become money. It may be that you want to roll on the ground. It may be that you want to kneel down. Whatever it is, God is a covenant-keeping God. Oh, you think, sir? Ojula son in gbogbo eni bini. Son fojula son gbomo lowo ekuro ni. ati gbọn olowo ikuro n soju boro. She still wants it on credit. Do you still want it on credit? Lift your hands up then. There's a blessing that comes upon a life. It is called the blessing of Abraham. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3 verse 14. Be made a curse for us. Because curse is anyone that hangs on the tree. So that the blessing of Abraham can come upon the Gentiles. You qualify for that blessing. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, because of the curse that has been removed from the lives of these people, the blessing that you blessed Abraham, that translated in the life of Isaac and Jacob, bless these ones now. My God of increase in every area of life where they desire increase, bless them in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, expand their coast. I say expand their coast. Financially expand their coast. Physically expand their coast. Materially expand their coast. Everyone that is here listening, the Lord will reposition you. He will redirect you. All your children shall be better than you. More blessed than you. Serve God more than you. And as you bring this, your covenant with God, the covenant keeping God will not allow you to go down. It is upward forever. Financially, you will go up. Money will meet money in your pockets. Good health will meet good health in your body. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we decree. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Me to stay.